Prudence is basically the virtue that the cardinal virtue that is acquired through what? Learning, knowledge, repetition. And Brother kind of described it in a by giving examples that say that you frequently walk down one street every day on your way to work or home or wherever. And say that at an appointed such time that as you're walking, and you're a married guy with five kids and you love your wife and you're a churchgoer and all that, as you're walking precisely at during your walk home, there is a daily, nearly pornographic Victoria's Secret model show. And they do it in this ginormous plate glass window and they blare the music out. They serve free drinks. If you're trying to avoid the near occasion of lustful sin, maybe the first time you walked by, you thought it was an accident. Maybe the second time you went, all right, this is becoming not an accident. I don't know. Maybe the third time you went, all right, maybe I need to see. And on the fourth visit, you concluded after reading a sign that, oh, this happens every day. You might have even stopped to look at something else when you were looking at the sign. Well, prudence now, as a virtue, says, hey, mitter, avoid the temptation and find a new route home. In other words, you gain the grace of prudence, of that most precious of cardinal virtues to experience, of course, through the Holy Ghost and the grace of God. It's not something that you're born with. No one is born with prudence. Well, Christ was born with prudence, but that's one off. So when we talk about prudence then, what does our prudent experience say with electing presidents? Mark, Suzanne, anyone. What does our prudent experience say? What's going to happen? Disappointment. What does your prudent experience say? Now that you've experienced it your entire life with electing different members of your state's legislature, what does it say? Does it produce harmony and felicity and smaller governments that tax you less and bedevil you less and regulate you less and undermine your faith less? Or does it produce the, what does prudence say? What does it do? What does the process ultimately yield? And you can rinse and repeat this over and over and over. In other words, the prudent man, honest, true, good-willed, prudent man analyzing this travesty we call Republican government, even though it's not Republican anymore, would have to conclude, one, your vote doesn't matter. Two, there's nothing prudent that comes out of it. So three, why do I persist in participating in it? Here's an even better question. Why do we persist in the fantasy that our children are going to have it better than us? Oh, yeah? How so? The prudent man, chastened by experience now, and now actually prudent, would try to avoid this, wouldn't he? That's how I view prudence.